With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden yesterday convened leaders of the Group of Seven in an effort to prevent a wider Middle East escalation and to coordinate global rebuke of Tehran following this weekend's drone and missile attack against Israel. The U.S. also heightened its role in helping Israel.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on NBC's Meet the Press.
It's just an extraordinary example of military superiority that Israel demonstrated.
Israeli authorities say 99% of the weapons were shot down, but the intensity of the attack is raising concern. Kirby was asked if the U.S. would support retaliatory action against Iran.
We don't seek a war with Iran. We're not looking for escalation here.
Critics like Republican Congressman Mike Turner say the U.S. has emboldened Iran by looking the other way at times.
Their failure to box in Iran and let them understand that there will be consequences makes it more dangerous every day.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, look at the calendar. It's April 15th. Taxes are due today, or at least an extension request if you forgot. Lindsay Bryan-Podvin is a financial therapist in Michigan. She offers this insight into why so many of us procrastinate.
Some of the worries around tax season are that it can feel like we don't know what we're getting into. With the tax laws changing year by year and state by state, we can feel like we had a handle on what we were going to owe or what we were going to claim, and then another tax year comes and there are more changes.
The criminal trial of former President Trump begins this morning with jury selection. He's pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records as part of an alleged effort to keep negative information emerging during his 2016 campaign. He says the stories were false, and he has called the case a sham designed to damage his current presidential campaign. This is SRN News. Preparations for Passover underway.
The holiday, which commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from slavery in Egypt, will begin at sundown on April 22nd this year. More than 60% of American Jews will celebrate, more than those who mark Yom Kippur. The central event will be the Passover Seder, modeled on the meal Jews ate in Egypt right before they were released from their captivity. This year's Passover comes in the shadow of increasing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Males will not be allowed to compete against females in international women's netball. World netball officials determine the sport at the international level is, quote, gender-affected activity and have made their decision to ensure safety and fair competition. The ban is outlined in World Netball's new policy on participation and inclusion and goes into effect immediately. It'll be reviewed on an annual basis and only apply to international competition. SRN News. It's a major move for the Lakota Nation.
A Native American-led nonprofit has purchased 40 acres of land in South Dakota's Black Hills area. The Cheyenne River Youth Project says it bought the land. The executive director of the project says the area is considered, quote, one of the most sacred places for the Lakota Nation. Some tribes in the U.S., Canada, and Australia have gotten their rights to ancestral lands restored in recent years with the growth of the Land Back movement. Jason Walker reporting.
Maine is set to become the latest state to join an interstate compact for social worker licensing. The proposal is designed to make it easier for social workers to practice in different states. Officials say the process of seeking a separate license in each state is time-consuming and inefficient, and leaves communities with unmet needs. More details at SRNnews.com.